This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil and with me today is Rosie.
Hi there.
Well, today we're talking about men.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
It is very interesting, especially if you're a man, because it seems we've had our existence extended.
I'm sorry?
Well, some previous scientific research had suggested that the Y chromosome, which is responsible for men's sex organs and hormones, is rotting away.
Oh dear. Are you going to make it till the end of the programme, Neil?
Yes, even the most pessimistic findings suggested that men had 100,000 years left, so I think 6 minutes is okay. Before we get into this story, though, I have a quiz question for you, Rosie. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
It's a simple question. What is the ratio of men to women in the world? Is it A, equal, so for every 100 males there are 100 females? Is it B, 101 males to every 100 females? Or C, 100 males to every 105 females?
Well, I have absolutely no idea, so I'm going to guess, and I'm going to say C, 100 males to every 105 females.
Okay, well, we'll find out the answer at the end of the programme.
Okay, so tell me more about this new research into the possible extinction of men.
It now seems that men can breathe a sigh of relief, actually. Scientists compared the decline in the male human Y chromosome, remember that's the thing that's responsible for deciding the sex of a child, with that of the rhesus monkey.
Okay, that's the monkey that we separated from 25 million years ago.
That's right, and their conclusion was that the Y chromosome is depleted, but it's still got all of the vital bits.
Ooh, lucky you. Well, here's Jennifer Hughes from the Whitehead Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She was in charge of the research.
I think that the odds of the Y losing any more genes are pretty slim. It appears that it's been stable for 25 million years, and that is a good indication that it's going to be stable for many, many millions of years to come. And the genes that remain on the Y probably have very important functions, and therefore natural selection is doing a very good job of preserving those genes.
She said the odds of the Y chromosome losing any more genes are pretty slim, meaning it's unlikely. Genes are the parts of cells which have the information which passes characteristics from a parent to a child.
So it sounds like us males are safe for many millions of years to come.
She also added that natural selection is doing a very good job of preserving the genes.
Natural selection is the way animals die when they're weak or living in unsuitable surroundings. Meanwhile, the stronger ones continue to live. Let's have another listen to that interview with Jennifer Hughes, who's in charge of the research.
I think that the odds of the Y losing any more genes are pretty slim. It appears that it's been stable for 25 million years, and that is a good indication that it's going to be stable for many, many millions of years to come. And the genes that remain on the Y probably have very important functions, and therefore natural selection is doing a very good job of preserving those genes.
Now, here's an interesting fact, Rosie. Did you know that men's sex chromosomes are not as sophisticated as female ones?
No, I didn't know that, but it doesn't come as a surprise to me.
I thought you might say that. But you know what? I'm happy having less sophisticated chromosomes if it means men continue to live for a little longer. Now, there's only one way to end this program, Rosie, and that is to imagine a world without men.
Ooh, let's see. Well, for a start, more would get done.
Are you suggesting that men are lazy?
Well, they can be lazy. For example, my boyfriend had never used a washing machine until he was 30 years old.
Oh, right. Well, we're getting into stereotypes here. So how about this one for you? If there were only women in the world, you'd never get into the bathroom.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I agree that women do spend longer in the bathroom than men.
And who's going to catch the spiders and mice for you?
Now that is absolutely not true. My boyfriend's terrified of mice. In fact, he ran away from one in the kitchen just last night.
Well, To be honest, I don't really like mice either, I must say. What about lifting heavy things? I'm always expected to do heavy lifting, which I hate.
Yes, I must confess that men are useful for that. And also for opening jars with the lids too tightly screwed on. And on a more serious note, I think there would probably be far fewer wars if they were only women. I think women would be more likely to talk problems over than resort to violence.
Well, you might be right there, but it's difficult to say, because most of the world's leaders are men, of course. Okay, Rosie, this entertaining debate must come to an end. We need an answer to the question. I asked what the ratio is of men to women in the world. What was your answer?
I said C. 100 males to every 105 females.
And you were completely wrong,
I'm afraid. No.
It's 101 males to every 100 females. Do join us again for more 6-Minute English from BBC Learning English. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
That was 6-Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.